Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording Quran class today, February 4th, 2018. Today we're just not going to do the meaning of Surah Taha, and instead of doing one of the names of Allah, Alhamdulillah, Hamakumullah. So, one of Surah Taha, okay? Meaning of Surah Taha. Now, Surah Taha is about an important concept. What is that concept? Is that, okay, the bad guys, the Arab lords, they used to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this Quran is going to make you miserable. This Quran is a burden on you. It's going to make you miserable. It's going to make you suffer. It's going to make you terrible. Because it gives you unnecessary hardships. That's what they said. It gives you unnecessary hardships. And it makes you always in trouble. Get in trouble. So, so they used to say that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to defend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I switched. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Quran is not a source of misery, as Quran doesn't make you miserable. Quran is going to make you happy in this life. And even more happy, much more happy, much more happier in the hereafter. Okay? You know, there is, somebody might say, if somebody tells you, oh yeah guys, you ask people to worship, to pray five times a day. You ask them to fast. You ask them to give away their money. And you ask them for this and you ask them for that. Isn't that too much? Isn't that too hard? You know? Isn't this going to make us, you know, not feel well? Why should we? Why don't you just simply abandon Islam or ignore Islam and actually ignore the prayers, ignore the Quran, ignore even Allah, whether He's there or here or not here or not there? Or not here and not there, okay? So, how do you respond to that? Somebody tells you that you guys are asking us for too much. Pray, fast, pay charity, all of this to go for Hajj. What would you say? It's too much trouble, huh? What do you say, Himika? How do you reply to that? Huh? Girls, Nusheen, Ruba, huh? Yeah, I mean, but how do you explain that? How do you make sense, give them a logical answer? Yeah, go ahead.
It's going to help you later on.
It's going to help you later on, okay?
Yeah, and like in the story, it talks about how Allah says that it's not to bring distress, it's to bring, it's just a reminder for the ones who fear Allah. So, like, if you listen to Allah's sense, then you'll be rewarded for it.
Okay, why you guys say this correct, but let me give you, more. Yes, go ahead.
Like, when you think about it, like praying or fasting, it's just like a little thing. You have to like give like 2-3 minutes a day, or like, you know, just 30 days out of the whole year you have to fast. It's just a little bit compared to like all these things, all the blessings Allah has given us. And also like in the end, it really does help you, like fasting, you know, teaches you self-strength.
These are all good answers. I would add to them, yes, that's a good answer. That's really a good answer. But I would add to these good answers one more, saying that, did you guys hear about the principle, no pain, no gain? Now, in real life, and just like life outside of religion, I mean, let's say, isn't that no pain, no gain? In everything else in life, is it no pain, no gain? We always need pain to gain, right? Okay. Same in Islam. Why are you accepting Islam? Why are you saying Islam is, this is not true for Islam? Or why do you ignore this fact when it comes to Islam, sleepy boys? Habibi. Okay? So why do you, when it comes to Islam, why do you think that the rule that says no pain, no gain applies now? Some people say, I don't want to do homework because homework hurts my feelings. Homework hurts my feelings. I don't want to do homework because homework what? Hurts my feelings. Yeah, guess what? If you don't want to do your homework, you flunk. If you want to flunk, if you flunk, you became loser. If you become loser, you know, when you want to go out and get a job, okay, they will say, okay, we have jobs like toilet cleaning, and we have jobs like janitor who cleans the floor, and we have jobs for people to wash cars, and we have jobs for people to flip burgers. Now, why is that? Because when you were young, you said to yourself, homework hurts my feelings. I am not going to do my homework because it hurts my feelings.
That's stereotyped very harshly.
Oh, just take the example. Don't take the example literally, but get the meaning out of the example. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. When I give you an example, don't look at the whether it's a mosquito or a fly or... Like Allah gives them examples of mosquitoes and flies and bees in the Quran, actually. That there are actually surahs like Naml, the ants, and Nahl, the bees. So the bad guys say, okay, you are... What kind of example is that you're giving us, mosquito and bees and insects? Is your God fond of insects? So Allah replied and said, Allah can give an example of mosquito and even more than mosquito. For believers are going to learn the concept and ignore the cosmetic value, whether it looks good, whether it sounds good or sounds... Are you in this class?
I'm in both.
Both what? Both what? Which class are you?
Me and whatever this class is.
Huh?
According to the records, I'm in this class. According to me, I'm in that class. It's like I don't have a class.
Okay. Don't you hear? Aren't you in this class? Isn't he in this class?
Yes, no.
Technically, but he just goes to another class with
us. Yeah.
Do you guys remember seeing him before?
Yeah.
He's been in a class for like 8 years.
He's been in a class for like 8 years.
Hmm?
He's been in the same class as me for 8 years.
He's 7.
He just goes to his mom.
Oh, I forgot. He goes to his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, weren't you supposed to do homework with him?
Okay. So, basically, let's go back to what we were talking about, basically, that Allah told him this, no pain, no gain, means that you don't work hard for your Islam, you don't go to Jannah. Is Jannah something cheap? Can you get to Jannah like that? Let me tell you something. Jannah is so precious and so dear that in order to go to Jannah, you really need to work hard to go to Jannah. If you're a believer, praying five times a day, fasting Ramadan, you get all.
That's not hard stuff.
Good. I'm happy to hear this from you because that's what you need to say. That's not a hard thing. That's
living. And also for people like us, everything's already given to us. Like we have a house or like prayer room to pray five times a day. We have the like house. Food, we have the like health to fast. It's like all these necessities are already given to us, so it's not hard.
See, you have a lot of blessings that makes it easy. That makes it easy on you. That Allah makes it, the Islam is easy on you. MashaAllah, that's good. Okay, you got that part already. No pain, no gain. Even if it's about Islam. Now, do you hear about the word wage slave? Wage slave.
Like people who who don't get paid a lot, but they have to do such hard work?
No, what I meant is that a person who is a slave to his wages, meaning what? Meaning that he's being slaved to get wages. Like working from 8 to 5, you're owned. Your time, you don't own your time. The company owns your time. And you're basically being a slave to these wages. Like,
no,
yes, exactly.
That's literally what he just said.
That's legit what he
just said.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So basically, you're being a slave to your wages. You are. Now let me tell you, if you are a slave to Allah, how much Allah wants you to give? Of course, the sky has no limit. So you can go as fast as you want, as much, as high as you want. When you say more, there is more. But I'm talking about the minimum requirement from Allah. It's not 8 hours work a day. No. It's not like all of these things that you work hard to get money. No, it's very simple. 5 minutes every, like five times a day, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. And this is like 30 minutes a day. It's not bad. It's not good. Compared to work, that's a much easier task and much more rewarding. Much easier and much more rewarding. How about the people who get up to go to work in the morning? People get up in the morning to go to work.
What about school?
Okay. I'll go to school. Okay. But what about if you go pray Fajr and then go to school? You still, if you don't get up early to pray Fajr, you will get up early to? To what?
To go to school.
Right? So, what is, does it make sense that you just go wake up early to go to school and don't wake up early to pray Fajr? To pray Fajr? So basically, believers are driving their cars to the masjid to pray Fajr. Non-believers are driving their cars not to the masjid, to work. So both, nobody is comfortable. If you think that if you wake up for work only and you don't wake up for Fajr, that will make you happier. No. Therefore, you believers worship Allah, they go to the masjid in Fajr prayer. Non-believers who don't worship Allah, they go to work. So waking up 6 o'clock is not going to be, if you don't pray Fajr, this is not going to relieve you from the work. You see what I'm saying? So there's a slavery to Allah and slavery to wages. When you are a slave of Allah, Allah doesn't take much. Allah doesn't suck your life in. But if you're a slave to your corporation, corporations will suck your blood in, suck your energy, suck your work, suck your talent, suck everything, and give you a salary at the end. And that salary, okay, you become used to this salary, then you become a wage slave. So like you're a slave of this salary, you're a slave of this income. Okay. One strike. So when you yawn, be polite. Don't be like savage people. Without any sound. Okay? So one strike. Okay. So the first ayah says Taha. What's the meaning of Taha?
Unknown.
Yes. There are three meanings. The first meaning is Ta and Ha. You know, like Alif, Lam, Mim. Like Taha, like Yasin, like Qaf, all these. Allah is using these symbolic words, symbolic letters, at the beginning of many surahs. So, what do they mean? Nobody knows. Who knows what they mean? Allah. Only Allah and His Prophet.
What's the point of putting an unknown word?
Exactly. It is to service people who are going to come later. And to service people who are going to come later, okay, and be able to relate to those. I'll give you an example. Just like the scientific miracles of the Quran, scientific miracles in the Quran, it didn't make sense to the people at the time of the Prophet because they didn't have science. But it wasn't intended for them. It was intended for who? For us, exactly. Right? Hisham?
Yeah.
Get up. Not get up, like don't put your head on the desk. See, okay, let me tell you why do I want you to lift your head from the desk? Because in order to have attention, in order to have a good attention, you need to be sitting in a position that has some kind of pain to you. When we used to teach us Quran,
She's using your phone.
No.
Can you put it away? Okay. When they used to teach us Quran, they let us sit like this. And then this, why is this?
It's painful.
Why is this? Because it's a painful kind of sitting. You'll be always paying attention when you sit like that. You'll always have attention. Okay? Why? Because once you get comfortable, why do you, in order to sleep, you get your body, you lay down. Why? Because when you...
It's
comfortable, and then you go to sleep. But would you get to sleep when you're sitting like that?
No.
Actually, it was like this. Goes like this.
You're as tired as
yes. So, basically, you sit like that until you finish your work. Then you can sit whatever you want. Okay. So, basically, that's why I object when somebody is sleeping like this. Why? Because that's going to lead you into sleep. And before you get to sleep, you have like dreaming and, you know, thinking about some, wandering with your thoughts here and there. And you're seeing the teachers doing, and then you are not getting anything. You're not learning anything. You got it? Okay. So, Taha has three meanings. The first meaning is? Taha, three words, two words. Okay, now, why scholars, nobody knows the meaning of these words, but scholars came up with a, possible meaning, suggestions. Scholars came up with suggestions. What are these suggestions? They say it's a form of a challenge. There is about 25, 26, 28 surahs in the Quran. I don't know the number exactly. That they start with these letters: Alif Lam Mim, Kaf Ha Ya Ain and Sad, Alif Lam Ra. All these 20 something, 28, 25 something letters. Surahs start with these letters. So Allah is saying it's a form of a challenge. Why is it a form of a challenge? It's like, okay, did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was he able to write his own name? Did he know how to spell his own names? Okay. So, Allah is saying, okay, here are the letters, the alphabet. You're saying that Muhammad used the alphabet to compose the Quran, right? You're saying that Muhammad used the alphabet to what? Compose the what? Quran. Why don't you guys... Do you have the alphabets available to you too, right? You have Alif, Lam, Mim available to you. You have all these alphabet available to you. Why don't you use the same alphabet and produce Quran like it? You got it? Why don't you use the same alphabet and we produce Quran like the one I sent to Muhammad? It's a form of a challenge. It's like the Quran is made of Alif Lam Mim, it's made of Kaf Ha Ya Ain and Sad, Alif Lam Ra, Yasin. Yes. Yasin. Okay? So, Quran is made of these. So, Quran is made of these letters. Quran is made of these letters. Okay. So, then the third meaning, the second meaning of Taha means man. So, it's like, oh, you man. Okay? It's like, man, look at me. Man, understand. Man, this is not right. Man, you know, Taha means man, which is who? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third meaning of Taha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray for a very long time. His legs would sore, so he would do this. He would lean on one and rest the other. And then he leans on the other and rest the right. So lean on the right, left, left to the left, and then lean on the left, left to right. You got it? You understand? Why is that? Because he was praying almost half of the night. Sometimes he prays, usually he prays more than half of the night. So so Allah's saying here, yes. Okay.
Good luck out there.
So the people, all the people who are doing the competition?
Yeah. They're outside right now. There's
okay. Okay.
Good luck.
Oh, that's more than half of us. Oh, that's half of us. Oh,
good luck.
Okay.
Can you believe that actually wasn't the competition?
So basically, Allah is saying, put your hands, Allah is saying, put both your foot, both feet on the ground. Put both feet on the ground, both. And don't, once you feel tired, rest. So Allah is saying, take it easy, rest. Okay. If you're so much in pain that, you know, we did not send the Quran to make you miserable. And this is ayah number 2. Ayah number 2, Allah is saying, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We have not sent the Quran for you to make you miserable. Okay? We didn't send it that. So to make it miserable means like give you pain. Like you keep worshipping me until you get really tired. Okay? You keep worshipping me until you get tired. Then I did not send the Quran for this purpose. I did not send the Quran for this purpose. I sent the Quran to connect you with Allah. I sent you the Quran to reform the people. I sent you the Quran to bring good to the people. Okay? Okay. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. It is intended for reminder. If you fear Allah, do you know, you guys, what do you feel when you open the website and you see these pictures of like people being burned in hell, or the Pharaoh being...
Yeah, I don't like
them. Okay, but isn't that true?
Well, that is.
These pictures, I mean, the concept behind the pictures, isn't it true?
Yeah. But it's also scary.
Which is good, because this is what Allah said. This Quran is for the people who are scared from hellfire. People who are scared of hellfire. People who are scared of punishment. So these pictures intended to make you scared of punishment. You know, most of the times when I look at these pictures, it really trembles my heart. I feel there's something, you know, it's like, oh, a'udhu billah. I don't want to go there. And then right next to these pictures are the pictures of beautiful Jannah. Yes, I want to go there. I don't want to go there. I want to go to Jannah. I don't want to go to hell. Now, this causes a motivation to develop in your heart, that you're so motivated that you want to go to Jannah and you're so afraid of the hellfire. You're so motivated to do so. Got it? إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. It is only a reminder to those who fear Allah and fear His punishment. Where did it come? تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى. It came from the one who created the heavens and the earth. The earth and the heavens. So the one who created earth and heavens, okay, this came down from him. Came down from تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى. الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. You know, so Allah's associating himself with his products, like when he's talking about his powers, he's saying that he created the earth and the heavens. Why is that? Because earth, the earth and heavens, these are magnificent creation of Allah, magnificent creation of Allah. Okay, magnificent creation of Allah Hashem. So the product will tell you about the maker. Like if you see a good car, then this tells you that the engineer is a smart engineer. But what would happen if you see a bad car? What do you think about the engineer who did it, who designed it?
It's still harder than your car. So still...
But he's a bad engineer, well, right?
When you mean by bad car, do you mean like an old car? Or like...
Car has problems. Like some cars has problems with transmission.
By problems, you mean like over time problems, or like when it was created, it had problems.
Yes, when is the design?
Yeah. Oh, then the designer failed on something.
Yes, exactly.
But it's still pretty good because it's hard to make a car.
Yeah.
Still, but it's going to be loser, more loser than, or more losing than the one who did a good car.
Well,
yeah.
That's actually kind of. Right, because they're actually learning from the mistake and they're going to change that.
Actually, some people might buy that car just for the parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said not going after the example. It's just the meaning.
Yes. Perfect. Like it so much, Hashem. That's very good. So, basically, the meaning is that you basically, the product tells you something about the maker. If it's a good product, then it's a good maker. If it's a bad project, then it's a bad maker.
Humans
got it?
Are bad. Does that mean God's bad?
Deficient. No. The products of Allah, are they good or bad? Good.
Depends.
They are always good. There is the magnificence in the creations of heaven and earth. The magnificence of the creation of heavens and earth. Would you think that someone who does that job is strong or not strong?
Not strong.
So Allah doesn't tell you, think about how do I look like? Because this is haram. You can't think about how Allah look like. It's not possible for you to know. Anything that comes to your mind, Allah is different. Anything you can ever imagine, Allah is different. But Allah tells you to think about His creation. Okay. So think about the earth, think about the life, think about the blessings, think about all of these, because this is what Allah wants you to think of. All right? Okay. So I'll see you inshallah next week. Which room?
The dower room. So
dower.
Straight up, yeah.
This is the belly of a muscle.
What?
Oh, no. Hey,
Waalaikum salam.
The teacher's meeting is in the dower lounge.
Are you here?
Assalamu alaikum.
Nafisa does it all the time. And I know. If you guys want to grab something before we start, you're more than welcome to do so. There's just a little snacks from the Turkish place on Great America. Grab yourself a drink, yeah?
fancy stuff.
These are sweet, and the other ones are salty.
So this is sweet?
Those are sweet. They should be sweet. I told them to put them in a separate bag.
Sister Sihan is here.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think she arrived.
She's arrived, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to call her, so I need to meet her. So.
How long is the meeting?
20 minutes.
So you're going to give us this all, every week?
Huh?
Can you have a meeting every week?
Yeah. Not a problem.
With eating.
Yeah, that's easy.
Meeting with eating.
That's easy.
Thank you for
coming. I don't see all the teachers here.
but hopefully the rest will show up. I'm gonna have to ask this. Who did receive an email from Sister Noreen?
Who did?
Today or?
During the week, about this meeting. Did you all receive an email about this meeting?
No? I did.
You did, okay. So those who did not receive an email from Sister Noreen, please write your name and your email address, that way we can check it out. Okay, the reason of the meeting, you probably know. Mainly?
Wikipedia.
But we're going to put it, we'll give it a different title. Wikipedia, yes, but to make it look even or sound even better, is communication with the parents. Okay? We are lagging as far as communicating with the parents, and the parents are coming to the office and telling us, yo, I don't know which homework, which school, which, no, not which school, at least they know the school. If they didn't know the school, that would be terrible. But mainly, communication.